Chapter 8. Bye-bye. My eyes practically pop out of my head. No. No way did that just happen. Except it did. My heart speeds up and my mouth goes dry. Hansel and Gretel ran right into the portal. Our portal. And now they're gone. The purple has stopped swirling. The tree looks like a normal tree. They stole our way home! I can't believe they did that! We were being nice to them and trying to help them. And this is how they repay us? By stealing from us. I make fists with both my hands and slam them against my knees. No, 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 no! I shout. What's wrong? Jonah asks from where he's crouched under the witch's sink. I still can't find a bag. Maybe Hansel and Gretel have pockets? They can stuff some of the jewels inside. My voice comes out in a whisper. They're gone.
Who?
Hansel and Gretel, I say.
Where'd they go?
Jonah asks, looking up with a frown. To find a bathroom?
They should probably just go behind a tree. I had to do that once with Dad when I was younger. It was an emergency, though.
No, Jonah. They snuck into our portal. Jonah's jaw drops.
Wait, what? They went through our portal? But why would they do that?
I don't know, because they're awful people, I yell, feeling on the verge of tears. Because they're thieves. What kind of people take someone else's portal?
We were about to take someone else's jewels, Jonah points out.
It's not the same thing, I snap. We were stealing from a witch. They were stealing from two little kids.
Who are you calling two little kids? Jonah asks.
Us, I yell. We are.
Abby, wait. Does that mean we're going to be trapped in this fairy tale?
Jonah asks, biting his lip.
No, I say quickly, although I'm unsure. We can't be. I mean, Mary Rose will know they're not us, right?
He bites down even harder.
How? They look just like us.
Oh, no. My stomach tightens. That's true. I try to think. She's a magic fairy. She'll be able to tell the difference.
Are you sure? Jonah asks.
I'm not sure of anything right now except that Hansel and Gretel are the worst, I yell out. I take a breath, trying to calm down.
Maybe Mary Rose just trapped them in the mirror.
Maybe, Jonah says.
Or they're
what? I ask.
Or they're in our house right now.
Eek! We have to go after them, I say. Let's go knock on the portal.
Hurry,
Jonah says, springing to his feet. He, Prince, and I race for the door. I reach for the doorknob, but the door opens. I gasp. A woman is standing in the doorway. She's about my mom's age, maybe a little younger, and has pretty blonde hair in loose waves to her shoulders. Her eyes are blue and almost the same color as her dress, which has a white lace hem. She has a big smile on her freckled face and a basket in her arms. She looks like she's selling something.
Hello, she sing-songs. I smell children. Are there children in here?
Oh, hi, I say. We don't live here. We were just leaving.
Oh, I know you don't live here, she says sweetly. I live here. You're in my house.
I take a step back. Oh, no.
Your house?
I ask weakly. Prince barks as if to say, danger, danger.
Yep,
the woman says, still smiling. This is bad. Really, really bad. If this is her house, then she's the witch. We're in her house, and she's the witch. Got to get out of here.
We're sorry for trespassing, I say nervously, grabbing Jonah's arm. We'll just be on our way. No,
she says, the horrible smile still plastered on her face. You snuck into my house. You ate my candy.
How do you know we ate your candy? I ask.
I can smell my strawberry shortcake on your breath, she says with a laugh.
Oops. I lick my lips. Still good, though. She squints at us, and she's not smiling anymore.
Have a seat, she says coldly. It's almost time for dinner.
I swallow hard. I have a bad feeling about what's on the menu. Us.
No, thanks, I say, my voice shaking.
That came out wrong,
the witch says more softly, making her tone sweet again.
It's dinner time. Please stay. You can have all the candy you want.
What kind of candy? Jonah says.
The witch smiles, revealing straight white teeth.
All kinds, she tells him, and I'm all about sharing. My name is Patty, by the way.
As in Peppermint Patty?
Jonah asks.
Exactly.
Patty, I say, we appreciate your offer to stay for dinner, but we have to get home.
I force a smile. Come on, Jonah. We have to get out of here, now.
You go to her left, I whisper to Jonah. I'll go to her right. Go, go, go! We both start to run. I make it outside, but the witch grabs Jonah.
Oh, no! Jonah!
Prince howls. No! I cry. Let my brother go!
Let him go, the witch repeats. Why would I do that? He smells delicious. He'll be perfect for a stew.
Jonah's eyes widen.
I don't want to be a stew. I don't even like stew. The only time I liked it even a little bit was when Snow White made it. And I definitely wasn't one of the ingredients.
Patty steps outside toward me. With one hand gripping Jonah, she grabs me with her other hand. Wow. For someone so thin, she sure is strong. Hulk strong. Her grip is so tight, I can't get away.
Come, kiddies, she says, dragging us back through the door. Let's go inside.
No, I say. Wait, there's a big misunderstanding.
Yeah,
Jonah cries. We're not Hansel and Gretel. We just look like them.
Who?
The witch asks.
Hansel and Gretel, Jonah says. They're the ones you were supposed to catch, but they stole our way home.
The witch throws both of us on the floor. She uses her foot to slam the door closed. Then she stands on her tiptoes, feels for the bolt, and locks it. She's taller than I realized. That lock is really high up. How are we ever going to get out of here?
I don't know this Hansel and Gretel, but I'm happy to eat any children who wander near my house, she says.
She looks me over. Then she eyes Jonah.
Yes, most definitely a stew,
she says as if thinking out loud.
Or kid casserole of some kind?
Kid casserole? Jonah and I look at each other and both scream, ah!
Woof! Woof!
Prince barks furiously at the witch.
What is that annoying sound?
Patty asks, peering down.
Is that a cat? Every witch needs a cat.
She peers closer.
Oh, perfect! A cat! Come, darling, she says to Prince. I have a tasty bit of spinach for you.
What?
Asks Prince, tilting his head to the side. Do you eat enough spinach? She asks.
It's very healthy. It's a superfood.
She must have really bad eyesight. Prince is all dog.
Maybe that's what I'll name you,
Patty tells Prince.
Spinach, or Spinny for short. Hi, Spinny. I love you, Spinny.
Jonah and I give each other horrified looks. Spinny is officially the worst name for a dog, or a cat, ever. Maybe now that she thinks she has a cat, she'll let us go?
Maybe all she really ever wanted was a pet?
Not that I'd leave Prince behind. No way, no how. I can't have her making a dog stew. Patty says again. She's rubbing her chin.
A kid casserole sounds divine. With peas. Do I have any whole wheat noodles? I can't remember. Please, please, please let her be out of whole wheat noodles. And non-whole wheat noodles.
She pulls both of us up. She pushes me toward the kitchen, and then brings Jonah over to the cage.
Let me go!
Jonah says.
Why would I do that?
The witch asks.
Because I asked nicely?
He tries. He gives her a big smile that normally works on grown-ups.
That was asking nicely?
Patty snorts.
I don't think so.
And anyway, I'm not letting you go.
I've been trying to trap a kid for weeks.
Now here you are. It's my lucky day.
Is eating kids what gives you your magical powers? Jonah asks.
I don't have magical powers, she says. I'm not sure who started that rumor. I think everyone just calls me a witch because of the eating children thing.
Then why do you have to eat kids? I ask. Your house is made of candy. Just eat that.
Are you kidding me?
She asks. I don't eat junk food. Do you know how bad that stuff is for you? I can't have that poison in my system. And anyway, I have horrible eyesight. She squints at us again. Eating children is the only way to improve it.
What are you talking about?
I sputter. Eating children doesn't improve eyesight. She rolls her eyes.
Of course it does. Everyone knows that.
Haven't you ever heard of carrots? I cry. Or glasses? Or contacts?
What about laser eye surgery? Jonah asks. I saw an ad for it at a bus stop.
You guys are making those things up, Patty snorts.
Everyone knows you have to eat children to see better.
This is awful. Is she going to try to eat Jonah right away?
I take a deep breath. No, that's not the way the story goes. In the original tale, the witch makes Gretel cook lots and lots of food for Hansel so he gets fattened up. It takes days, so we have time.
She pinches Jonah's pinky finger and smiles.
Oh!
He yelps.
Great news! You're not as scrawny as the other kids in Vegetopia, Patty says.
She opens the door to the cage and shoves him inside.
In you go!
She locks it with a big black key that she puts in her dress pocket.
I hope you like it in there. I made the cage myself.
The good news is,
you won't have to stay here long. I can cook you tonight.
My heart sinks as she smiles at me and adds,
usually it takes me a week to bulk up my meals, but your brother is just right.